It is far more accurate to say that you've been had by a gift from the spirit rather than you possess a gift. You do not own it. It is not for you to decide how or when to use it. It is God who does his work in and through you to be a gift to others as he accomplishes his kingdom purposes for the common good of his church. In fact, a spiritual gift might only be available to you for a season and then removed as God wills. Let's look together at Paul's description of spiritual gifts in his letter to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Some corners of the church over the past 60 years have sought to create a formula for discovering your spiritual gift. Much like one would do an online personality quiz to discover which Star Wars character you are, people are drawn to discovering their spiritual gift in the same way. If and only were so easy. In fact, Scripture doesn't speak of spiritual gifts in this way at all. Paul writes to different churches with a list of gifts, and no two lists are exactly the same. Even Peter's list of spiritual gifts is different. This leads one to assume that gifts are given by God to do his will for the common good of his church in a contextual way. Different gifts for different people in different places. In fact, we have records of missionaries like Amy Carmichael, who worked in India, who was reaching out to unreached communities, and she was gifted for only a season with the gift of physical healing that drew people to hear the good news of Jesus. And then God removed that gift, but his work continued. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, these are for everyone for all times. It is far better to grow in and devote yourself to developing these fruits of the Spirit than to aspiring to achieve a level of heightened spiritual performance. How many times have you heard or seen a talented leader or teacher fall away due to festering sin in their lives? So, how do you know how God might gift or use you at any time? Affinity. What do you feel drawn to in serving God's kingdom? What energizes you? What are you passionate about? Do you feel the buzz of the joy of worship when you've taken a friend through the book of Mark, showing her Jesus for the first time? Opportunity. Where is there a need at your church? Could you help? Open yourself up to trying lots of different things, whether you're young or old. It is God who gifts to achieve his work. Show up and join him. Ability. Talents are not the same as spiritual gifts, but they can definitely be used by God and should be cultivated for the service of others and out of love for God's community. If you're not sure where to start, talk to your minister or Bible study leader or any of the Uni Fellowship staff. They will be delighted to have that conversation with you and plug you in where they see God is at work and his spirit is at work in you. In fact, don't be shocked if someone at Uni Fellowship or your church taps you on the shoulder and asks if you'd like to join a ministry team. They've seen the spirit at work in you. They value you as a member of the body of Christ. We all play a role in God's kingdom, whether great or small. Each of us are immeasurably valuable to the body of Christ. You might be disappointed that this video didn't help you unlock your spiritual gift, but I hope you have a renewed wonder about how God achieves his work in and through his people. I hope you continue to cultivate those fruits of the Spirit and show up and say, God, use me. Use me where I'm at the university to point my friends and classmates to Jesus. Gift me however you see fit. Here I am. Use me.